How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
You know, cemeteries are supposed to be places of peace, rest, finality. But what if the silence you hear at Brixton Cemetery isn't really silence at all? Maybe, just maybe. The winds whisper with voices from the past, soldiers who never made it home, plague victims who never had a proper goodbye, and shadows that flicker just beyond the reach of your flashlight. Nestled in the heart of Johannesburg, Brixton Cemetery has been standing since the early 1900s, bearing witness to pandemics, wars, and the tragedies of a growing city. It's a place where history is quite literally buried beneath your feet. And if the reports are true, the past isn't staying buried for long. Tonight, we'll uncover chilling encounters. Soldiers vanishing into thin air, ghostly whispers on hot summer nights, and the eerie feeling that someone or something is watching you. Is it all just tricks of the mind? Or could the spirits of Brixton have a few stories left to tell? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Brixton Cemetery opened its gates in 1912, a time when Johannesburg was transforming from a rough mining town into a booming city. The cemetery was laid out carefully, a sprawling field of headstones, tombs, and winding dirt paths, an effort to bring dignity to the ever-growing number of lives claimed by the unforgiving realities of early 20th century life. Here, under the relentless South African sun, miners, soldiers, merchants, and children were laid to rest side by side. The city was young, but death was already an old companion. Epidemics swept through the dense neighborhoods, bubonic plague, influenza, and the bodies piled up. Brixton Cemetery quickly became more than a resting place. It became a ledger of Johannesburg's pain. In the years following its opening, it also became one of the first sites in the city to truly reflect its complex social structure, with designated areas for different religious groups, races, and classes. Even in death, the divisions of the living were starkly maintained. Walking through Brixton today, the headstones whisper stories of lives long forgotten. Simple stone markers crumble next to grand mausoleums, both slowly being claimed by weeds and time. Many of the city's early political figures and war heroes found their final repose here, their graves tended for decades by descendants who themselves eventually vanished into history. Soldiers from the two world wars, their names fading into the sandstone, remind visitors of distant, brutal conflicts and of promises never fulfilled. Not all those laid to rest found peace. In the 1930s, locals began sharing strange accounts, and at first, they were harmless enough, a sudden chill on a hot afternoon. The sensation of being watched while walking the main path, faint footsteps echoing behind you when no one was there. Many dismiss these experiences as imagination running wild in an unsettling setting. But the stories persisted and grew darker. By the late 1940s, the cemetery had gained a reputation as a place where the dead didn't always stay silent. tales of ghostly soldiers wandering among the war graves surfaced with alarming regularity. Some described seeing young men in uniforms from World War I moving silently through the rows of graves, their faces pale and lost. They would vanish the moment they were approached, dissolving into the heavy Johannesburg air like smoke. Other accounts spoke of faint cries carried by the evening winds, sometimes a child's sob, sometimes a raspy cough, so vivid it stopped visitors in their tracks. Many attributed these sounds to the plague victims buried in mass graves on the cemetery's east side. During the 1904 outbreak, entire families perished within days of each other. Bodies were hastily buried, often without ceremony, to prevent the disease from spreading further. Some wondered if the restless dead were protesting their forgotten ends. Skeptics and researchers have offered more grounded explanations. The cemetery's proximity to the busy railway lines introduces low-frequency vibrations known as infrasound that can cause feelings of anxiety, chills, and even hallucinations. Environmental psychologists argue that the visual cues of decay, crumbling stones, weeping statues, overgrown paths, prime the mind for fear and fantasy. In such a setting, even the most rational visitor might interpret a shadow or a gust of wind as something more sinister. Add to that the isolation. Brixton Cemetery, particularly before restoration efforts, often stood abandoned for days at a time. Vandalism and neglect crept in during the late 20th century, giving the cemetery a wild, almost lawless feel. Stray animals made their homes among the tombs. Graffiti marked once pristine monuments. With the city's modern skyline rising in the distance, the old cemetery seemed increasingly like an island cut adrift in time, a place where the living rarely tread. The dead were left to their own devices. In recent years, heritage groups and city planners have tried to reverse that decline. Preservation projects have cleaned up many of the worst sections, and historical tours occasionally bring groups through the older plots. These efforts unearthed fascinating documents and photographs that added new layers to the cemetery's already rich history. They also unearthed something else, renewed public fascination with the paranormal. Visitors began returning to Brixton Cemetery with cameras, EVP recorders, and open minds. Some came out of curiosity, others hoping for a glimpse of the ghostly soldiers or to hear the whispers of the plague dead for themselves. And according to many of them, they didn't leave disappointed. The stage was now set, a once-forgotten graveyard scarred by plague and war, haunted not just by the tragedies it witnessed, but perhaps by something even older. Something waiting in the long shadows and broken stones, ready to tell its story to those willing to listen. As more visitors ventured into Brixton Cemetery, the reports of strange phenomena grew not only in number, but in intensity. It wasn't just the chill of a cold spot or the unsettling sense of being watched. Something else had taken root, something that defied easy explanation. Security guards tasked with nightly patrols were among the first to speak openly about it. Several reported seeing what they described as shadowy figures darting between gravestones, moving quickly, but never making a sound. One guard who had walked the grounds for over a decade recounted seeing a dark shape at the far edge of the war memorial section. When he moved to confront what he thought was a trespasser, the figure simply melted into the night air, leaving behind only the distant rustle of dry grass. Ordinary visitors told eerily similar stories. Some spoke of hearing their own names whispered back to them from the gloom. Others described walking down a path only to feel a sudden, unexplained coldness wrap around them, sinking into their bones despite the oppressive Johannesburg heat. The cold spots seemed to gather near the oldest graves, particularly those belonging to unidentified plague victims and early settlers, whose names had long worn away. One legend stands above all others, the tale of the vanishing soldier. Witnesses describe encountering a young man in a neatly pressed World War I uniform wandering among the rows of white military headstones. His face is often obscured by the brim of his cap, his movements slow and deliberate, as if searching for something lost long ago. When approached, the soldier reportedly tips his hat, looks up with hollow eyes, and disappears before their very eyes. What makes the vanishing soldier story so chilling is the consistency across decades. In the 1960s, teenagers sneaking into the cemetery for thrills claimed to see him near the Central Monument. In the 1980s, a local historian visiting the war section early one morning described seeing a young man in outdated uniform staring mournfully at a gravestone. In recent years, ghost hunters with cameras and thermal sensors have attempted to capture evidence of the figure. While no clear photos exist, many describe their equipment malfunctioning or picking up unexplainable temperature drops exactly where sightings were reported. Another layer of haunting comes from the eastern side of the cemetery where the plague victims were buried en masse. Reports from this side are eerier still. Visitors describe hearing violent coughing as if dozens of people were trying desperately to breathe through sick lungs. Some say they've seen faint figures slumped against trees or wandering aimlessly, dressed in what looks like early 20th century work clothes, tattered, gray, and grimy. There are even accounts of entire processions of ghostly figures, slow-moving groups of men, women, and children appearing at dusk, moving toward the cemetery gates only to vanish into the gathering dark. Paranormal investigators speculate these could be residual hauntings, psychic echoes burned into the land by the suffering of the plague. EVP sessions conducted by amateur ghost hunters have yielded strange results. Recordings taken at the eastern gates often include faint, raspy voices, too soft to understand, but distinct enough to send a chill down the spine. EMF detectors have gone wild near the mass graves, and sudden battery drains are a common complaint among those attempting to film or photograph the area. Of course, skeptics have weighed in. The cemetery's proximity to busy power lines could easily cause electromagnetic interference, which might explain some of the equipment malfunctions. Low-light conditions, suggestion, and heightened emotional states could account for many of the visual phenomena reported. Still, even hardened skeptics admit that the sheer volume and consistency of the reports over nearly a century are difficult to entirely dismiss. More recently, newer legends have begun to take hold. Stories circulate of funeral processions in Victorian-era mourning dress glimpsed through the trees, only to vanish when approached. Others tell of phantom bells tolling in the distance, even though Brixton has no such working bell. Whatever the cause, Brixton Cemetery's haunted reputation endures. Maybe it's the history, the wars, the epidemics, the personal tragedies etched into stone. Maybe it's something more. Something that keeps the past and present uneasily intertwined, leaving visitors with a distinct feeling that they are never truly alone among the dead. Brixton Cemetery stands as a silent monument to Johannesburg's turbulent past. It's a place where history isn't just written in crumbling stone. It lingers in the air, whispering in the wind, rattling through the bones of the city's collective memory. You don't have to believe in ghosts to feel the weight of something heavy out there. Something more than just the passage of time. Skeptics will tell you it's all easily explained. Infrasound from passing trains, electromagnetic fields from power lines, human suggestibility, a few too many late-night ghost stories shared under a full moon. And sure, they might be right. Our brains are masters of filling in the blanks, especially when fear is given an open canvas to paint on. But then again, maybe it's not all in our heads. Maybe some places really do absorb the energy of grief, loss, and love left unresolved. Maybe footsteps in the dark aren't just imagination. Maybe the vanishing soldier still patrols the rows of fallen comrades, and the plague victims still seek a final rest they were never granted. Whatever you believe, Brixton Cemetery reminds us that history isn't always behind us. Sometimes it walks right beside us, a half step out of sync, just waiting for us to notice. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.